Let's get to Adam Kunz. He is the Chief Portfolio Manager at Winthrop Capital Management on the line from Indianapolis. Thanks for being with us, Adam. It's all about the Fed. We know that. This aggression, though, is starting to create a little bit of concern in markets. Mohamed El-Erian today saying the Fed is slamming on the brakes and the economy is beginning to go through the windshield. Is he being a little too hyperbolic?
First off, thanks for having me, Doug. In some regards, no. If you look at what the Bank of England's doing, they're basically doing the same thing. They're kind of putting their stake in the ground. They're saying, we're not going to budge, and we're going to change the narrative that these central banks actually have control of the system, and we're willing to do whatever it takes to gain that control. So when we look at what the Fed's narrative has been over the course of 2022, it's been, intent on raising interest rates, tightening monetary policy, and kind of putting an end to this inflation that we've seen. And so it seems that they will do that at any cost.
Yeah, we're getting quite a lot of colorful metaphors as the Fed continues to tightening, be it going through the window. A number of commentators are saying something's going to break. If something does break, what's it going to look like?
Well, I think it's important to remember or think about the fact that really what we're experiencing right now is a liquidity issue. And so that's the driver of these, exceptional moves in gilt is that there's a lack of liquidity. And you're seeing the same thing here in the U.S. with our treasury market and bonds as a whole, is that there's just no natural buyer right now. And there's two parts of that. One is obviously that the Fed has removed the punch bowl, and there's no longer that natural buyer from the Fed. But also the fear and uncertainty of what the next move has caused so many across the street to just kind of back away from markets, move into cash, and wait this out. And so I think what we need to think about here is that as this liquidity issue builds, it's effectively a circular kind of doom loop where you see that the lack of liquidity actually pushes rates higher, and eventually that could break the markets. And I think that's what everyone is starting to be fearful of.
And Adam, Doug was suggesting before the break, or wondering if we're at the bottom yet, is the worst priced in terms of what's coming down the pipe? And is this perhaps a good time to add some quality names?
Yeah. So, it's really difficult to call the bottom of any market. So what investors should look at is valuation. And when we're looking at fixed income markets, we do see this as at least the, we don't want to call it the bottom, but literally the overall peak in interest rates. We see 4% on the 10-year kind of as a stopping point. And while they may go slightly higher, we are extending duration across our portfolios because of the conviction behind lower interest rates long run. On the equity side, valuations have become much more reasonable. And when you're looking at the S&P 500 at 16 times earnings, we do see this as an opportunity. We are adding incrementally at this point where we have cash. But one of the bigger opportunities we're seeing across markets is in China. Mm. And, this is a market that has had a very difficult year, and the COVID zero policies have really set them back. But when we model this out going forward, and we see some changes happening within that COVID zero policy, we're actually modeling above 6% GDP growth in China in the second quarter of 2023. Meanwhile, at the same time, we're modeling that the U.S. economy is hitting a recession at that point in the first and second quarter of 2023. So while we still like U.S. markets as a whole, when we're looking across the universe of investable securities, you look at Europe, it's effectively a train wreck. I mean, when you see what's happening in England right now, Germany is in some form of a recession right now. And then Japan has outperformed in over the last year or so relative to U.S. markets, and we're kind of seeing it begin to hit a wall. So when we look outside of the U.S., China's really the bright spot from a country that We see growth potential. We see a lot of companies that are, you know, cash flow machines, great business models, and we think the delisting risk is overstated. We think that the zero COVID policy is overstated going forward, and we think that ultimately, you know, the party's going to stand behind propelling that economy back to, you know, kind of the superpower form that they were moving towards.
Right.
And when you look at valuations there, I mean, trading at 10 times earnings in China right now, it's never been cheaper.
So I'd be very curious to get some themes from you, because one of the things that I think that's looming for China right now, if the U.S. is successful in preventing China from accessing some of the super high technology, semiconductor technology, that may present a huge risk for a lot of high tech in China. Give me 60 seconds on the industries that you're focused on in China right now.
Yeah, so we're focused more on the kind of software as a service companies, where they're not as dependent on the actual hardware. So when you look at companies like Tencent, Alibaba, JD, we think those are still the bright spot. Baidu as well. So while there is some dependency on technology, they're obviously technology companies. From the pure dependency on hardware, like a company like Huawei, who obviously is dependent on U.S. chips, we wouldn't be buying that. But when you're looking at software companies that are expanding their footprint across the globe, those are the type of companies that we like.
Adam, very, very quickly, 10 seconds. You mentioned much earlier in the interview, a lot of people have a cash position right now. What's yours like?
Ours is about 5%, and it's going down. We're chipping away at it every day.
All right, Adam Coons, we'll leave it there. Adam is Chief Portfolio Manager at Winthrop Capital Management. Thanks so much for joining us on the Bloomberg Daybreak Asia today.